So in our utopia, says punk artist Gail, punk rock star, yeah, another character like Gail Vicious or something, Gail Rotten, yeah. And Wales said, I am an artist. Yeah, I'm not a fine artist. I think I am a fine artist. How dare you? Yeah, but I know we can, points to painting and sculpture and stuff. I suppose some of the stuff I do is probably close to art. I think that Sensual Lovers piece that I did, it was kind of really arty because I thought I was really in the moment for it, So maybe what I'm creating is kind of art, but I don't see myself as an artiste. You're right, I'm not an artiste. But yeah, I want to provoke emotions and I want to, do this and that with it. So if people want to call me an artist, then cool with it as well. But I don't see myself as an artiste. Not at all. Skipping down. Yeah, Inner Utopia again talks about fame going to people's heads. Yeah, I don't know. Lauren asks, what advice stuck with you for a long time and who gave you that advice? Well, my dad is a strange influence in my life, there's very bad and there's very good. I mean, the last few years has been very good, but through my life, it was kind of, there's a backstory to that as well. But I remember once I was young, I was probably about 18, and he got me my first job, and I was working with him, and it was on a construction site. And at the time, I was working and none of my friends had money, and I was this kind of, because the money was unbelievable. And I remember I was destined to go to college and become something because, I had a good brain and stuff like that. And at the time, people around my area, is kind of a poor area, you wouldn't find many people that wanted to drive on and, be something and all that. So the thought behind it was put you into work and the work would scare you back into school. But when I got to work, I was like, yes, I love this. It was just brilliant. I loved the banter around the site and stuff and meeting, such the characters you meet. It's so interesting. I could actually ramble forever on characters that I met. But it was one time I was doing, I can't really say what we were doing just in case, but it's something to do with chemical plants, but I was in a chemical plant and we were doing this kind of intricate work, and then I was told to sweep the floor, and the floor was a huge building floor, and I was given a brush and a pan, and it was sweep the floor, and I was sweeping the floor, and it was a huge place, and it was 2 hours into sweeping the floor and still sweeping the floor. And I went to him and I said, I can't take it anymore. I just can't. I mean, I said, I'm here, I'm sweeping a floor, I'm an intelligent human being. It's like I was saying, really, I'm above this. I shouldn't be sweeping the floor. I'm too bright for this. Why should I? I have a high IQ. Why should I be? At the time, I had a higher IQ than I have now. And I was like, what? And he said, he took the brush from my hands. He goes, do you know why you're complaining to me? And I'm like, why am I complaining to you? And I kind of said, because you don't know how to sweep a floor. And then And I'm like, what do you mean I don't know how to sweep the floor? And he just grabs the brush and he starts sweeping the floor with methodology. He started sweeping it and he's like, and he's getting all the dust into a particular, and then you get the pan and this is how you sweep the floor. And I'm like, eh? And he's like, that's the problem with you college kids. He said, you just don't even know how to, and he was so right. And it took me a while, and I went, because then I start in the morning, I'd come in and I'd sweep the floor, and as I said, it's a huge floor, and when I'd sweep it, that kind of resistance, I suppose, eventually went away, and it became like a game or something, it became kind of half nearly fun. And it's a kind of a zen kind of thing as well, you're sweeping the floor, you're going through the mush, but what if you sweep the floor, Danielson? Sweep the floor, Danielson. And I actually did, and it worked out, and it was I made me a lot happier. And it was it was a very interesting lesson. So GRI, my bucket list. Care to share what's in it? I really don't have one. I've thoughts around that about death and stuff like that. Like, if I was, you know, people say if you found out you're going to die next week, what would you do? And I would do exactly what I'm doing now. I'd probably say things to people that I should say, you know. I'd probably get more relaxed that way. But as in, what do I want to do? I just sit there drinking tea waiting for it to come. I know I skipped over some of these. I have a brilliant paranormal experience story I have to tell sometime. And it is, I mean, I'm not really the most, you won't convince me of stuff like this, but there was a witness there with me, and it happened when we were young, and I met the same one who happens to be my cousin a good few years later, and the two of us spoke exactly the same story, because I thought it became like a dream because we were very young. And what we saw, I'll go into that another time. It was just mind blown. It was in the Irish countryside, and it was just wow. We can take Donald Trump out. You see, I've talked about Donald Trump. Some people might like it, but what I always say, what I think is happening with Donald Trump, you know, I don't agree with the man and all that, but what I think is that there's too much trying to muffle him or trying to silence him. I mean, all ideas for me should be taken out, put out in the open, and challenged intellectually, you know. Like, if you look at Sam Harris now, who's one of my, you know, I like Sam Harris, I know he's an atheist and all that, but his logic is, you know, it's hard to beat sometimes, like, and he's deconstructed Donald Trump on YouTube, and if you listen to this, like, there's no media bias, there's nothing, it's probably about a 40 minute, there's two audios or something, but he just deconstructs Donald Trump, and it's just, yeah, when you listen to it, you're going, no, you know, you have an argument. But I think the media are kind of, I'm watching that, like, the media are, they're kind of making up stories, they're exaggerating what's happening at events, they're, you know, they're only telling one side, they're not going to Hillary Clinton's side, and there are a lot of problems on her side as well. I mean, America really hasn't got much of a choice as far as I can see. You know, I could be wrong, and they don't want to get too political, but I'm not really involved in politics. I do watch a lot of American politics, but I'm not really involved in it, I'm not really invested in it, but I do like watching it, and I watch different talk shows, and I watch the Young Turks, and I watch Stephen Molyneux, and I watch different sides, because, you see, I grew up in a country that was, we were basically war-torn, with, like, Catholics and Protestants at war, and I always grew up kind of like, you know, the Catholics would kill some Protestants, and the Protestants would kill some Catholics, and then they're like, oh, these Catholic man, these Protestants, like, ah, and I grew up in that kind of, like, I was left and right and right and left, and then eventually I just thought, you know, you're all insane. And it was such a radical, you know, kind of idea to my friends and everything, because there's a lot of patriotism still here, and a lot of, like, oh, what went on in this country is still here, it's still here. And I was like, no. I goes, you kill people, you're insane. That's the way I saw it. So, like, with all the problems in the world, with all the terrorism and all that, violence is violence to me. And, you know, so what I would say about Donald Trump is give him a voice. Listen to him, challenge him. That's what I think. It's silencing people is more dangerous in the end, you know? Like, silencing people gives rise to people like Hitler and stuff like that, I think. Anyway, that's my opinion on it. I might be wrong. But Sam Harris, anyway, if you want to hear a real deconstruction of him, he might be a bit droll for some people, but he's very, very, he's like a robot with logic, but he really deconstructs him. We just on about the baggage and stuff, and I went through the who do you mean. It seems to be glitchy again tonight. I'm gonna go down to them all again. Fangirling. I love that word. I don't like the word fan. Fan and gay, I don't want fans. Obviously, I like listeners or audience. I like, you know, because that's where I do believe the energy thing in Gael is a Gael specific struggle. I'm just going down to Sam That Made Me. And Ashley is going on about encouraging people. I think, like, there's kind of two, when it comes to coaching, there's two kind of forms of teaching. One is to kind of be cruel with the athletes, and the other is kind of like more of an understanding and a trust. And I like the second one. I like that in all things. I don't like to be, like, if I'm teaching anyone anything, if I have to show someone how to do something, I like to be very, very considerate and help people along and boost their confidence. I really like doing that. I really boost people's confidence. And we went through about friends stuff. I mean, these comments, like, I mean, I'm trying to get through them, and they're just, I don't know, it's all over the place, man. All over the place. And this could get really boring if I don't pick up on something. Oh, I remember one question, I think it was in PM or something. Someone asked me about sex during music. That's a very interesting one. I really don't like sex music. My name, did I say sex during music? Yeah. It's getting a bit later now, my mind's getting boggly. I don't really like sex music when I'm having sex. I don't know what it is. I think it's the fact that my mother and my brother, I have to go into the TH thing in a minute. Someone remind me. But I think it's the fact that my mother used to have a radio on all the time, and it's kind of, I associate it with, you know what I mean? Listening to my mother's radio, so it's like, So I find some music sexy, and some music is very sensual. It doesn't turn me on as much, but it does make me think. Someone asked me as well about bands that I like today. Like, if I had to pick some radio music, I like Bastille. I don't mind Bastille, and I like 1975. I find them interesting as well. Just for radio music, it's nice. And the duh. If people are pulling me up on the duh. So when we were in school, it was beat into us, and the, you put your tongue between your teeth. And they were like, and you'd say duh, and they're like, you gotta clip around the ear, clatter in the face, and it's like the, and you got these, that, those. You'd have to actually speak like that, and they tried, but it didn't work. And I was explaining, like, in England it's like, put those over there please, oi, put those over there please. And in Cork it's like, put those over there, blah. in West Cork and kind of into Kerry, it's like, would you put those over there, would you put them over there, for God's sake, it's like that. And then when you go to Dublin, say, hey, but would you put them over there, bud, would you, bud? And when you go to the north, it's, hi, ye, would you put those over there, please? Over there, yes. You know, it does more over there. Like that, so that's what happens. But D, then we'd often, like, say D-E, you know. Look, I'm going to make a cup of tea. I'm going to bring into my ASMR kitchen. Ah, la, 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 la. Oh, my cup is sitting off the handle of the door. I'm going to boil the kettle. If I have tea this late, I'm going to be probably up all night. I'm going to watch the kettle boiling. And I've got some Lion's tea. I have Lion's tea and Barry's tea. There's a big debate in Ireland about which tea is the better tea. And when people travel out of Ireland, we actually bring our tea. I have one friend, he comes from New York a couple of times a year, and he brings his tea. And he has him in a wallet. He's like 8 tea bags in a wallet. And everywhere he goes, he's the tea bags. He's a marathon runner. He's in his 70s. And he comes and he runs marathons with me. And he's just the most beautiful human being ever. So this is my ASMR kitchen. Got my coconut milk as normal. What a cork. Uh-oh. I found it. Is my cork not what you were thinking? Dirty minded. You're very dirty minded. Did I actually go through a whole, like, hour and 15 minutes without swearing? No, I've turned from Colin Farrell into Mother Teresa. There's my tea. And it's my lion's tea. Lions and Barry's tea. And yeah, we're very snobby about our tea. Like, if we go to a different country, it's like, what did you think of Spain? Oh, it was nice. But the tea was brutal. And yeah, in America, it's a lovely country and the people were lovely. And they spoke really nice, but their tea was shocking. Really, their tea. So, Friday night cup of tea and a ramble. And as I said, caffeine, I'm very caffeine sensitive, so I'll probably be up all night. Like a tea junkie. Yeah, Jessica Rose talks about the audio's helping to gain sexual confidence and all that. And it works. It does work. I mean, you can have your critics when it comes to audio, but, you know, it does work. Does work, man. It does. So I think I'm nearly to the end of this. So I think I'm nearly to the end. I tried to follow things in. See, I'm doing the things on it as well. I stopped swearing. I'm using my the. It's just amazing. I'm just a new person. My audio's improving. I'm not using so much bad language. I'm going to become a very, very, very good author by the time I'm finished. So, yeah. And also, someone asked me, what do I think about when I'm at work and stuff like that. And I was telling one of my friends the other day that I often think about what would happen if I grew up in, you know, in Africa. What would happen if I was born in another country? What if I was, you know, English? I would say, how much would it have changed me? And then I think about like different artists and stuff, you know. What would Jimi Hendrix be like if he was in Ireland, or if he was born in Ireland? And then I was thinking, you know, Prince that died recently, I was thinking, what would Prince be like if he was Irish? I mean, like, what would he be like, you know? Would he be called O Prince? When he changed his name from Prince, would it be like Mock Prince? And I was like, yeah. And I was saying his music, and I was saying, can I do any of his music in Gaelic? And I was like, and I was like, yeah, I have it. I was like, on vuil tú, on Colleen, a sala, sit down. Yeah. Yeah, and I got told that sticks in the head, so try get it out of your head. Yeah. On vuil tú, on Colleen, a sala, sit down. I'm just going to run down through. Oh, my handyman. I'm going to redo the handyman as well. I am going to redo handyman. I can't wait through that. Because, like, when it's done, it's in its kind of, you know, it's in its raw state. So I can't wait to kind of polish it up a bit. And I have it kind of in the back. It was kind of a difficult audio to make as well. You know, the transition actually was, it was more of my, it was like my phone. I paused it and I tried to, I got kind of lost, and I just, you know, but it didn't really matter because it kind of, you know, it was just showing what's possible, I suppose. So, I think that's that. And I know I missed some personal message stuff. I know I did, guys, and I'm so sorry. I'm just going to have some tea. I tried, and this is getting kind of, it's kind of going on a bit now, isn't it? So, I just want to say thank you to everyone. And I'm going to do some YouTube stuff around the stories, and I'll tell more about the wedding stories. I'm laughing at 1 or 2 now when I'm thinking about it. And I have some brilliant funeral stories as well. So, yeah, if you'd like to hear those, let me know. And Tina is asking, Sweetsylandia, is she the vanity chair otter? No. The vanity chair otter is just, the vanity chair audio is a bunks audio. It's a bunks of someone that made an audio. So that happens all the time. We just, you know, we bunks off each other. We play off each other. So there's not really, like, All the audios I make, I've been pulled up by other authors. Oh, you copied my shower audio. And I'm like, oh God, it's a shower audio. There's millions of them. You don't copy them. You know, I did Gale Force FM, and a very popular authoress, I'd call her. Did a take in it. Did I complain? I did not complain. And it, like Gale Force FM, as far as I know, it was from my own mind. Someone probably did it somewhere in the world before, but I know that it came out of my, and I know the person very well as well, that took the audio and made it hers. But she's welcome to do that. I wouldn't at all complain. But I do get pulled up like, oh, you made the audio of you in the backseat of the car, and I go away. No, I'm not listening to it. I don't buy it at all. No. So all these audios, like the vanity chair wasn't called the vanity chair when it was sent to me, it was something else, but I saw the chair as being this center of it. So like if I send something back to that author, she'll pick up something from what I said and then create something else. You know, it's just kind of it's like a back and forth. It's really nice thing to do. It's just, you know, it's a very creative thing to do. It kind of, yeah, I mean, in the beginning, there was 1 or 2 authors that I was, I call it training with, and we'd fire audios back, like, within 20 minutes of each other, just off the cuff, like, boom, 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 boom. I've made some off-the-cuff stuff there during the week. I was kind of, you know, surprised at what, I'm always surprised when I do something off-the-cuff of what comes out, and like, wow, where's this coming from? It's just so flowy, and, you know, images coming into my mind and stuff. I did one for someone, I think about a month ago, and I think it was the best one I ever did. It was like a bad cop one, and I can actually do that one. Is when I have to be careful with these, some other ideas. Well, I have to be careful to kind of, you know, because with a male author, if you do some bad cop stuff, or if you do, you know, there's another idea I'm playing with at the moment, but I'm trying to make it, you have to tweak it, you know, that so that people aren't insulted by it. Or, you know, when a woman makes them for a guys are like, yeah, bring it on. You know, where guys are, but women, you don't know what experiences they have, and you don't know if it's going to be negative. Now, some women would be cool. Other women have certain things going on that, you know, that it's just human, you know, human nature. There's things that trigger them, things that happened in the past. And Sweetsylandia asks, is a certain day you'd like your request by, we know you have a schedule to keep. Yeah, I have to try get like probably 5 or 6 personal audios done. It's kind of like, it's all up in the air with work, you know. It's, you know, work is very, it's just unpredictable, you know. Like, I got some time now tonight, obviously, and I might find pockets of time here and there. But then I came back there one night during the week and I said, yes, I'm going to do some next thing. A couple of doors down, I actually spoke to one of you and you could prove this. There was a few handymen at work, and there was hammers and drills, and oh my God, it was like, I can't do anything. So, like, audio, making audio, I was making this audio earlier today, and someone called for an hour and a half, and I was like, not unexpectedly, and that's, you know, it's loads of ideas gone, and then it kind of, you know, it's very, there could be a truck pulled up outside your house delivering something or something, and that's it, then it's gone. So it's like you have to try to get the right time, and, you know. So I think that's about it. Hopefully. I know I'm probably forgetting some stuff, but look, I can ramble again very soon. I've just so much material from that thread alone. I can go back over it and see, did I miss anyone? I just have one more look. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I got to pull up my southern accents as well. They're pretty crap, aren't they? You're going to have to teach me some accents. Going to have to, like. I'm going to have to get more skilled at my craft. But I think, the fact that I'm not skilled at my craft makes it even more funny. You know, he's crap at an Irish accent. I remember I did a video years ago for YouTube. I was kind of involved in a group in it. I did a comedy video, but I did it in an Irish accent. And I actually did it in Irish. Like, how are you? Are you all right? And one of the people that was Irish pulled up said that only an Irish person would do a comedy video, being Irish and putting on an Irish accent. And she was dead right. And I laughed my ass off at it. Oh, is it a curse? I laughed my butt off at it. So I think that's about it, guys. I'm sorry, this part of the audio was probably not as energetic, but I spent a lot of time scrolling through and trying to find more messages that I missed, and I know I missed loads, and I'm so sorry, but I'll find more. My stomach rumbled. See? The trials and tribulations. Can you hear it? Okay, so that's about it. Thank you for your attention, and I promise I won't go on like this in the next one. I'll keep the next one short. Okay, so goodbye. Thanks very much.